Fantastic, congratulations.
Thank you.
Must be a fantastic win. How does it feel?
No, it feels incredible. It feels incredible. I mean, playing Davis Cup is an honor, you know, to start off, first of all, and to play here, the World Group playoff match, and a huge match like this against a great player, to win my first fifth set match. It was, incredible with a team like this, and it's just a great feeling right now. One of the best moments of my life.
You started off more or less keeping away from your backhand. Dudy was completely unable to hit the ball to your backhand. Your servers were going really great. Things slowed down a little bit later on, and you actually showed that you do have both a backhand and a forehand.
Yeah, no, I mean, for sure. I mean, I think I can hit pretty well from both sides, and I can mix up my backhand well with my slice, but I obviously prefer my forehand. I can do some damage with my forehand, so I try to run around as much as I can, but I mean, if my opponent does well to get to my backhand, then I just kind of rally and wait for my opportunity to attack from the forehand side again.
You showed incredible composure, I thought, throughout the match.
Thank you.
Didn't lose your temper. You had a crowd here that was obviously not rooting for you,
mm-hmm.
although I've seen them much worse than this.
Right.
How did it affect you, if at all?
It's tough. I mean, I don't think it affected me as much as it maybe helped Dudy or changed the momentum. Like in the second set and late in the fourth, you know, when I was up a break, I think obviously the crowd maybe helped him a little bit to get back in. You know, maybe in a normal environment I wouldn't have given up that break back and lost that fourth set. But I tried to just stay in my bubble and concentrate on my own things and block out the crowd as much as possible.
In the final set, he was 2-love up, he got the early break.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think at any stage that maybe this is it? Or, you know, he was the experienced player, you're obviously much less experienced in this situation. Did it dawn on you, or did you just try to play your game?
I definitely knew knew the situation. I knew I was down a break in the fifth, and I knew it was going to be tough to come back, but I didn't stop believing. You know, that was the main thing. I believed in the victory the whole time, the whole match, and I was able to just take it point by point and come back and win in the fifth.
This victory, probably less expected than Milos's, who's the number one, probably sets you up really well for this tie.
Yeah, no, it's a critical first match, critical point. I think, obviously, you know, and now we have Milos coming up, and hopefully he can serve some bombs and win now. But, you know, the tie is really, it's far from over right now. It's just 1-0. We have to get the three matches, obviously. And so now we just hope Milos can play well tonight and get the second match.
What do you think this match does for your entire career? Do you think having won from a situation where you didn't know, nobody knew who was going to win, does it add experience to your game?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I've had an amazing 2 months. I've had one great experience after another, and it just seems to be getting better and better. So, no, it's huge for me. It's huge for my confidence, and to win a Davis Cup match like this in 5 sets away and in a tough environment against a great player is a great achievement for me.
I guess it's a 5-hour match. The longest match you've ever played?
Oh, yeah, by far. Well, it's the first fifth setter I played. I played some best of fives, but never got to the fifth set, so this is by far the longest and best match.
And the conditions out there, the heat, the humidity, was that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, for sure the first 2-3 sets were very tough, especially the first 2 sets with that heat and humidity. You know, I sweat a lot, so, I mean, the humidity gets to me, but I was able to, you know, dig deep and win today.